Game 4 NLDS between the Cubs and Giants in San Francisco. The fans out for this one at AT&T Park. The Cubs looking to advance to their second straight NLCS, while the Giants looking to stay alive. We pick it up in the third inning with the Giants leading at 1-0 and 39-year-old David Ross at the plate facing Matt Moore.
He sends a high fly ball to left. That one well hit. Polanco can't bring it back. David Ross has made it a 1-1 ball game. Ross goes deep. The bases are loaded with one away. 0-2 to Moore. A base hit into right. Here's Gillespie to score, and the Giants reclaim the lead. An 0-2 pitch to the pitcher. To Rizzo. Into shortstop. Russell gets one from the first in. Lackey can't finish the double play. The run scores. Here's Brandon Crawford now. A swing and a drive well hit into right. Hayward back, feeling for the run, and it's off the top of the wall. Yeah, they're going to take another look at this for sure.
They're going to find out and see if that ball was across or just hit the slanted top of the wall. I think he missed second and then had to hurry up and get to third base because he easily could have scored. As it stands right now, second and third.
Second reliever of the inning is the veteran left-hander Travis Wood. Connor Gillespie has a couple of singles to his credit tonight. Gillespie into right center. It's down for a base hit. Here's Pence to score. San Francisco back on top by two. Matt Moore has been terrific tonight. 9 strikeouts for Matt Moore tonight. 10 strikeouts for Matt Moore.
And that's 8 strong in the books. Only 1 earned run allowed by Matt Moore. What a performance by Moore.
Cubs trail by 3. Nobody out. 9th inning. Bryant leads at second. Rizzo at first. 3-1 from Romo. Zobrist lines one down the right field line. That's a fair ball. Bryant scores, and it's a 5-3 ball game. Contreras pinch hitting. A base hit could tie the game. The outfield is deep, and Contreras hits a ground ball up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. One run is in. Here comes Zobrist. He ties the game. A 2-run single by Wilson Contreras. The ball game is tied at 5. Jason Hayward at the plate.
Hayward bunting. Smith will go to second. They cut down the lead man. Throw to first is offline. Hayward's on his way to second. The go-ahead run in scoring position now.
Javier Baez at the plate. Tonight he is nothing for 3. He did score a run. And the 0-2 from Strickland. And Baez hits a ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit. Hayward around third. He will score. Cubs lead 6-5. And the Cubs dugout jumping up and down in absolute delight. Chapman will face a pinch batter. Gorkys Hernandez will lead things off, and then Denard Span and Brandon Belt. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. That's out number 1. Nice setup near the Adam's apple. Fires, swing and a miss, strike 3.
And the Chicago Cubs are moving on to the National League Championship Series.
The Cubs with an epic comeback, scoring 4 times in the 9th, taking it by a final of 6-5. They take the series in 4 games and advance to their second straight NLCS, where the Dodgers or Nationals await. The Cubs join the 86 Mets as the only other team in history to overcome a 3-plus run deficit in the 9th to win a postseason clincher. Aroldis Chapman, after blowing the save on Monday, responds by notching his 3rd save of the series, striking out the side in the 9th. The Cubs will host either the Nats or Dodgers in Game 1 of the NLCS on Saturday. It was a disappointing loss for Giants starter Matt Moore, who pitched very well.
The Giants' 2016 season comes to a stunning conclusion as they fall to the Cubs in 4 games in the NLDS, but through no fault whatsoever of starter Matt Moore. Matt Wehmeyer alongside Jeff Delson and Nelly, Matt Moore, the youngster, limited postseason experience with the Tampa Bay Rays under Joe Maddon. Ironically, he was absolutely lights out in Game 4.
He was the second biggest game of his life, the first one October 2nd against the Dodgers to get the Giants into the wild card game. 8 innings, the 3 hits, only gave up the 1 run again in Game 4. Outstanding. He gave everything the Giants needed. They wanted to try to eliminate the bullpen. Obviously, it didn't help because of the 9th inning, but he did his part. 8 innings, he gave up the 2 hits, 10 strikeouts. Great breaking ball, good fastball, about 94, 95. Very good changeup. you know, he really kept the Cubs hitters off balance because the Cubs hitters really panicked. It almost looked like they were pressing, but Matt Moore did his job. Incredible 8 innings for the Giants. Could have got out with a better fate.
And not to be overlooked offensively for Moore in the 4th inning. He comes to the plate facing John Lackey. Bases loaded, and it seems like he played possum a little bit facing Lackey.
Well, yeah, bases loaded. The Giants were looking for another run. They had one out, and you had the pitcher up, and you're thinking, okay, either you want to try to stay out of the double play. So he takes 2 fastballs down the middle. You figured, okay, maybe Bochy said don't swing. You know, you much rather take your chances with the first hitter instead of Moore. But instead, he grooves a fastball. Lackey does, and he hits it in the hole between first and second and gets an RBI. So not only did he do an outstanding job on the mound, he also came up big at the plate.
Our own Matt Wehmeyer and Jeff Nelson spoke about the tough end to the Giants' season.
For the first time since 2008, the San Francisco Giants will not win the World Series in an even-numbered year. They fall in stunning fashion in 4 games to the Chicago Cubs in the NLDS. Matt Wehmeyer alongside Jeff Nelson and Nelly, a stunning meltdown by that bullpen in the 9th inning. A 5-2 lead turns into a 6-5 loss, and I think it's pretty clear the bullpen, the number one priority for this team.
Absolutely. 32 blown saves, including the postseason. I guess it's pretty remarkable that they even made it to the postseason, blowing 32 games. So, you know, that back end has really struggled. Bruce Bochy tried to piece together just to get 3 outs in game 4. That didn't work out. You saw in game 3, Romo came in, gave up the big home run. He's not the same. Not only do they need a back end guy, they have a couple of them out there. Jansen down in L.A., Chapman across the way in Chicago. There's 2 quality guys you could use, but I also think they could use a couple setup guys. So that bullpen, number one priority for the Giants.
Now offensively, the Giants did not have a single player that hit 20 home runs this season. It's never hurt them in recent years, winning the 3 rings in 2010, 2012, 2014, but could it hurt them to add a big power hitter in that lineup?
No, it won't. I mean, they have a lineup that really knows how to manufacture runs, and it showed in the division series. But, you know, you need a power, I think, an outfielder. You look at a Cespedes, possibly, if he opts out with the Mets. There's a guy there that fits very well in your lineup. Good right-handed hitter to mix in with some of those lefties. Also, possibly third base. I know Gillespie had an outstanding postseason. Heck, look at him in the wild card. Also, the big triple against Chapman. So he proved to be a good asset if they leave him there at third base or if they bring him back as a bench guy. But I think he deserves to come back. But outfield power is definitely one of them. Maybe you try to add as a third baseman. But number one, bullpen.
Giants manager Bruce Bochy on the difficult end to the year.
At that point where he's at, you know, he did his job. And we were lined up. We had all our guys, our setup guys, everybody there. And you know, he had gone far enough, and, you know, like to think you're going to get 3 outs there. We couldn't do it. Sure, we could look now and say, hey, push them even more, but we had confidence that these guys that we put out there would get outs against that lineup. We could get the matchups that we wanted, and it didn't work out. It's a weird feeling. It is. I mean, it just ends so abruptly, and especially the way he ended, you know, that's kind of – tough on all these guys. I mean, they played so well today. Great job what Matt did for us. And, you know, you like to think that, you know, you're going to hold on and we're heading to Chicago. So it's a strange feeling. You know, it kind of gives you an empty stomach, you know, to go out like this. But, you know, these guys, the last 2 weeks have been playoff games. They played their hearts out. And it's a tough way to go out, but what a great job they did. It's a tale of 2 seasons, first half and second half. But I think what I'll remember how they really bounced back and found a way to, you know, to get in there and get to the wild card in that game. And, you know, and this series was, I mean, they played well against a very good ball club. And we're so close to heading to Chicago, had our guy Johnny going. So, you know, this is a, you know, it's a tough one. There's no getting around it, you know, to end it like this. We really would have liked to, you know, had a shot there in that 5th game, but you give them credit again. You know, they threw out some good at-bats against us.